We might start with a chat about Friday night's game in the Midlands. Harps and Athlone, you know, fairly similar in terms of results throughout the season. Both are at the wrong end of the table and they've taken a win each against each other in the two previous games. How do you see it playing out on Friday night, Keith?
Yeah, look, I suppose, kind of, as you say there, as you mentioned, you know, both teams taking a win in the opposite fixture. I suppose, you know, Harps getting the win down in Athlone, and then Athlone picking up all 3 points the last time that they played up in Balbuffet. Look, it's not ideal for both teams in terms of where they would like to be in the league and how they saw their season going. You know, mass investment in Athlone, and they find themselves at the bottom of the table under new management, I suppose. But, like, kind of, one win in 13 games, you know, it doesn't bode well. And, you know, even with that new injection from the management team at Athlone, it's, you know, hasn't seemed to work out too well for them. I think their last win was actually against Harps, you know, in Balmafay. So it doesn't seem like it's really, you know, worked out for them and, you know, what they want to do, having big aspirations. In terms of Harps, look, it's been a difficult season and it doesn't seem to be showing any great signs of, you know, picking up a hell of a lot in the next coming games. Look, again, it's a tough ask to go down to Athlone and the quick turnaround with Dundalk, you know, that are, you know, flying high, you know, leading the league, you know, by I think it's about 12 points or something like that it is that they are at the top. So, it's going to be a difficult game for Harps. Although, you know, last week we wouldn't have maybe given them much of a chance of getting anything out of the game against Wexford. Look, obviously Wexford, you know, they have top marksmen, Aaron Dobbs, Mickey Rowe, you know, leading the scoring charts for them. And, you know, you would have thought that they would have, you know, maybe been able to pick out 3 points. But, you know, the young guns at Harps stuck to the task and, you know, maybe deservedly at the end, you know, was able to get a share of the spoils. But I think, look, at Harps at the moment, like, I think people have to just kind of maybe put it in perspective of what this season is about. And, you know, Kevin will know, and, you know, a lot of the people, I know a lot of the senior players will know, this is very much about, you know, getting the guys, the young guys that are there, getting them experience and getting them games, because with that, you have something to build on, you know. So I think it's, you know, maybe just relax a bit, you know, take each game as it comes. And it is for these young guys, getting experience, you know, learning the game, you know, and kind of learning on the job, which is great, because, you know, maybe in years gone by, like, there would have been, you would have been maybe able to blood maybe one or two, you know, players each season, but, you know, they're able to meet, you know, throw four or five in the mix there now, and that makes a huge difference. And that's, like, that's, you know, creating a real base to go on, and, like, it definitely stand them in great stead in the future.
It's all a great learning curve for the youngsters. Obviously, a flown on Friday, and then on Monday you've got the small matter of the unbeaten league leaders coming to Balbuffet. I suppose, Keith, the ideal weekend would be maybe to get some sort of a result in Athlone and then head into that tough home game full of confidence and maybe try to make it as difficult as possible for Dundalk on Monday.
Yeah, like, you know, that's what you have to do. And, like, a lot of these games, you know, that's when, you know, players and, you know, players can turn and surprise you, you know, when maybe you're not be given a lot of hope. But look, Harps will be competitive. Like, they're hard to beat at home. You know, there is good players there. They are learning all the time. They are getting stronger. You know, to pick up something on the road is always invaluable. You know, like, you take what you get on the road, really. And then, albeit Athlone in the position that they're in, but look, they're still a good team, and they have to be, you know, given the respect just because they're bottom of the league. You know, it's not a case of just going to turn them over, especially when you're so close to them. And look, I think, look, no one expects much maybe on Monday night. It's a bit of a free hit, but, you know, that's the ones again that where players can surprise you. And it wouldn't surprise me if Harps were to get something from that game too.
And just in general, on Finn Harps, Kevin McHugh, he's had his fair share of obstacles to overcome since taking charge with such a young squad, and then the leave insert recently and injuries to key players. Harps are probably actually doing well to still be competitive considering all that.
Yeah, they are. You know, they are. And like I said, you know, picking up a point last week, which, you know, when you're missing players, and, like, it's, again, you know, lads off doing their junior cert, you know, it's not a case of, like, these are lads that are starting, you know what I mean? It's not a big case that might lads just that'll be on the bench. You're kind of depending on these lads. And, you know, that just shows you where Hearts are at the moment. Look, Kevin knows the game inside out. He knows the league inside out. He would have known what was ahead of him when he took the job. Now, obviously, there is the case of the transfer embargo. Is that going to remain in place? Will they be able to bring in players now in the window? Again, look, it's always a difficult sell sometimes, Harps, you know, especially when things aren't going well. But look, players have to look at it as an opportunity to get themselves, you know, in the shop window. Maybe if they are looking to have a career, you know, higher up in the League of Ireland or somewhere else. So someone might take a shot, want to go there. There's always players looking for teams and vice versa. So it could be an interesting summer if he was able to bring in someone, you know, who could maybe get him a few goals. You know, maybe try and add a bit of experience, because that's kind of what you're lacking there at the moment. You know, you just mentioned there, Mark, about the young players that the Harps have, and, you know, sometimes that they're missing. But, you know, you have the likes of, you know, Tony in there, you know, Turish, who is, you know, just seems to struggle a bit with fitness now and again. Like David Colley leaving was a huge knock for them, just again because of that experience. So, you know, someone who could add to that and maybe, you know, sort of take the weight off in the changing room sometimes, which can be difficult because, you know, I'm not afraid of what goes on in that changing room, but in the past, generally, it's, you know, one or two guys that are, you know, leading, you know, kind of doing, you know, talking to players, and someone else to maybe share that workload would be a great addition. And I think Kevin will see that himself.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this weekend goes and then maybe add a few fresh faces, and hopefully we can see Harps climb the table in the next couple of weeks. We will have live updates from that clash with Athlone from the 7:45 kickoff on Friday with Kevin Egan. In another First Division games, Dundalk are at home to Treaty, Kerry host Bray Wanderers, Cove go to UCD, and Wexford welcome Longford Town. Now let's move on to the Premier Division, Keith, and maybe we'll have a chat about Derry City first. Their form's been, you know, stop-start to say the least. They don't really have any momentum heading into Friday's meeting with champion Shelburne.
Yeah, very indifferent for Derry going forward. It's, you know, they're in sixth position there at the minute in the league, and it's very hard to, I suppose, you know, it's very difficult to try and call this one. Obviously, they beat Shells at home, and then again on the, I think it was opening day of the season that they had Shells up in Tulka Park, and Shells, you know, beat them comfortably in that game. Again, look, it's just very hard to tell. You know, watching Shells the last night there against Pats, and, you know, they looked really good. You know, they were moving the ball really slick, you know, with pace, and, you know, so many different options, and, you know, they got a great goal. And it was Ali Coote got the final touch, you know, Mark Coyle heavily involved in that as well. So, no, it's you know, Shells, again, you know, having, you know, I suppose being the champions, but not being as close to the top as they would want to be, they'll be pushing now, and, you know, they'll really want to try and, you know, close that gap on Shamrock Rovers that just look to be in great form at the minute. They've had that European draw that's just been out, so they've been drawn against Linfield in that. So that's another really interesting tie that's, you know, going to be on now in the next few weeks. It kind of, you know, there's always that argument between, you know, the Irish League and the League of Ireland, which one is stronger. So it'll settle that debate maybe a bit as well, or it'll, you know, definitely draw a lot of interest from both sets of supporters. But I suppose if we're focusing more on Derry at the moment, yeah, look, they'll be looking to try and get themselves in that conversation for next year. And, you know, Kieran Lynch again, taking a lot of his big names, time to settle, you know, and he's coming out in the press and saying, you know, that, you know, these lads, maybe some of them haven't settled, and it's time for them to move on. So, look, he'll not be taking any prisoners in terms of that. And, you know, if some of the lads haven't been doing it, and they'll be moved on fairly quickly, and it's an opportunity for someone else.
Yeah, and when you look at the two games Derry have this weekend, I mean, it's two tough tasks away to the capital. They have Shells on Friday, St Pat's on Monday. What do you think a good return from the two games would be for Tiernan Lynch's side?
Look, well, I think a team like Derry, with, you know, like when we talk about, you know, yeah, talk about budgets every time we talk about Derry, but it's one that's always on the lips when you speak about a team like that, with what they've got there in the lot, you know, in the squad, you know, but just, you know, some lads aren't performing. You know, you have to be looking at least 4 points. You know, they'll be looking to win both games. You know, that'll be the conversation there, that they feel that they have enough, obviously, with beating Shells before. And then again, you know, a difficult game against Pats, which again, kind of like Derry, are kind of a bit hot and cold. But I think, look, if he can get 4 points in those two games, that'll be a good return for them.
Other Premier Division games this Friday, Waterford up against Bray at the RSC. Galway are at home to St Pat's. Shamrock Rovers, who, you know, looking very strong at the top, they're away to Cork City. And maybe I'll just get a word on your old club, Drogheda, Keith. I know you keep a close eye on them. They're at home to Sligo on Friday. They've really pushed on this season after that cup win last year. Have you been surprised with how well Drogs have done so far?
Yeah, I suppose I have. You know, I didn't really give them much hope, if I'm being quite honest. And then obviously once we saw them, you know, up and running, and we've seen the signings that they've made, look, obviously huge. It's been a really good season. You know, Kevin Doherty, he's a great manager, and he's been doing great things down there with his assistant Darragh Doyle. And, you know, as I said, the players they've got in have just hit the ground running and been excellent for them. Look, massive heartbreak for them, I suppose, earlier in the week when they discovered that that because the owners have two clubs in the one competition, you know, the fact that they won the FA Cup, you know, gives them a European spot, but unfortunately they're not able to fulfill that position. So not having Europe will be a huge blow to them, you know, financially, in terms of, you know, obviously the prize that, you know, maybe moving through a round or two can be for a club like that is huge. But even just, you know, for the fact of, you know, trying to maybe attract players, and some of the players that maybe they got in, you know, maybe on loan that they maybe could have thought that they could have kept for the duration of the summer, you know, into the second half of the season, they might think now, well, what is the point staying? There's no lure of European football here. I can maybe go somewhere else. So that's going to be huge for them. You know, I've got it for Kevin, to be fair. You know, after they played Shamrock Rovers there on Monday night, and, you know, he gave an interview after, which is, you know, he seemed fairly emotional, you know, so it was a very tough day. They only found out Monday, obviously, that this was the case. And then they had a game that evening, so difficult, you know, not ideal for preparations. And again, just for like somebody like Ryan Brennan as well, the captain, you know, for the opportunity for him to lead his, you know, to lead his hometown club out in a European game, you know, that's massive. And for that to be taken away is a tough blow. And, you know, will some of those players ever get the chance again? You know, who knows? But look, they've got themselves in a great position this year. They've started brilliantly. They're a really tough team to beat. So hopefully they can maybe use this as fuel, you know, to push on now in the second half of the season. And, you know, unfortunately for them, there'll be no European football this year, but definitely it's a huge carrot. And, you know, it might, as I say, give them that drive to push on and maybe make sure that they'll be in next year with no chance of any type of courtroom battle that would maybe see them not involved in the competition.
That's great stuff, Keith. Thanks for your time as always, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Okay, cheers, Mark. Thanks a million.